Now let's take the Brahmana planets, Jupiter and Venus, placed in Bharani Nakshatra as Amatya Karaka. So Bharani belongs to the Malecha Varna, the outsider, the transformational class. It governs the process of creation through destruction, handling taboo, ethical boundaries, life and death transitions, and reform. It's a reformative one. Planet Lord is Venus, a Brahmana, infuses refinement and aesthetic into dark, forbidden realms. Okay, now let's see Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Bharani. Let's take second house. Resources, speech, family lineage. Professional expression is a moral teacher of taboo values. Imagine that. Philosopher or ethicist dealing with forbidden or complex social issues. Yes, Bharani is Yama. So social issues is there. Bioethics. Education of a transformational class of reforms. Moral psychology. Financial or legal counselor for inheritance, wills or family disputes. Why second house? Public speaker addressing corruption, morality, or ethical reform. Professions of ethics in finance or philosophers of finance, so to speak. We don't have that yet. Sixth house in the realm of conflict, health, and service systems. What kind of professions can this give to Jupiter in Bharani? Psychologist, trauma recovery mentor, counselor for taboo or marginalized groups, the LGBTQ, for example. Legal or judicial reformer for prisoners, marginalized, oppressed populations. Bharani is very focused on marginalized people as a general rule, okay? It's ruled by Yama, the Lord of Dharma. Healer, integrating spiritual guidance with service to those in suffering or in social shadow. 10th house, authority, public duty and reputation. In that house, Jupiter in Bharani, as Amatya Karaka, by the way. Public figure in ethics reform, justice systems or spiritual philosophy, university, dean or law professor specializing in moral and human rights education. We need that, don't we? NGO leader addressing social reform, gender rights, awareness of ecological justice. This can be the variants in Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Bharani Nakshatra. When it's placed in different houses. 2, 6 and 10 being the dominant career guidance, the Artha houses. You can also take 2, 6 and 10 Lords and project. Do your own analysis. The files are already there in the Vedic Astrology Study ebook, Google Drive of mine, for your further analysis, because the combinations are in millions, isn't it? You can't do reading for all these things. You have to analyze yourself. So get on it, people.